Catch up on Husey and Kate in comfort and style with a pair of Skechers new Go Run Mojo trainers. See the range at Skechers.com.au.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
Gather around on the radio now for Husey and Kate.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Yeah, drive you home on this fine hump day afternoon.
There's a woman who's got some cheesecake on the way. Today we're doing Snickers cheesecake and Nutella cheesecake.
And a snotty, just for good measure.
Yeah, but you cannot ask young people, as you did Annabelle, one of our producers, you asked her to get you a snotty.
I said, throw in a snotty for good measure.
She wrote down the word snotty, thinking that was an actual cake. But we've since had to tell her the snotty is a vanilla slice.
Oh, here she is.
And she's got this. Did you get the snotty?
Yes.
You got the snotty. Yes. All right,
you know, because I grew up in a family where they didn't use Australian jargon expressions because they weren't Australian.
Yes. Or Dutch.
Sometimes
and your mother was American.
Yes.
Dutch, yeah.
So every time I'd learn an Australian expression, it was so thrilling.
Look, snot block, if you don't know, a vanilla slice is called a snot block.
It's just perfect.
That
isn't it?
A ripper. And that's, you know, the honey badger surely uses that term, does he?
Oh, absolutely. Even if he's not talking about a vanilla slice.
What else are you talking about?
I mean, he'd just be liberally peppering his conversation with a snotty.
Katie.
Yes,
it's coincidental Wednesday today. Do you know that?
Oh, the sweetest day of all.
It's coincidental Wednesday.
Today we have a, by the way, coincidence from Annabelle.
Yes, the deliverer of the cakes.
So sweet and romantic.
Is it? And we've also got one from Jack who claims it's brilliant.
And will make up for his past.
You've claimed, you're really confident about your coincidence.
I'm very confident.
What's Husey given you?
He gave me a one
out of ten.
Yeah, and
two.
Yeah, it's very low scores.
I think they're
not
too
that we
low.
Judge coincidences, of course.
No,
but in your case, it deserved judgment, and I think I was overly generous with my 1 out of 10.
Wow.
No, he knows, but he's today. You know, pressure creates diamonds. So
yes,
let's see what
does.
He's got. But Katie, I had an accident. I had an accident this morning.
Oh no!
I had a car accident. Yes. True
really?
Story, yeah. We come back.
Being all zen at the wheel.
I had a moral dilemma after the car accident. I want to run you by it. I'll show you a photo of the car accident and I want you to see what you would have done.
Queen shirt.
What's that? I'll tell you how I got this shirt. It's part of the accident.
Is it?
But the t-shirt
it's very unusual to see you wearing a band t-shirt.
The t-shirt I'm wearing is part of the accident. Yes, you'll find
it's
out all.
It's on the front of it. It looks like lady parts.
When you come back, you'll find out.
Don't go in it.
Husey and Kate.
This t-shirt that I'm wearing is part of my accident today.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear a band t-shirt.
Well, here we go. So this is what happened to me today and there was a moral dilemma involved. So finished at the gym, it was legs day. So always I'm wrecked after legs day.
Yes, you're wrecked for a week.
You're doing hack squats.
What are they?
You don't even know what a hack squat is.
No idea.
It's a squat anyway, it's hard. Leg press.
Oh, is it with one leg up?
No, I did do those. But
they're terrible.
Just leg central for 45 minutes.
What about when they make you do that farmer thing and you have to hold that?
Yeah, that's hard.
I quite like that.
Lunges are hard. Lunging up and down
lunges.
This hallway.
Hate lunges. Hate them.
Exhausted.
Hate!
Exhausted after my session. Get in my car. Two-way street, but narrow street. One of those streets, there's so many streets in Australia where you have to share. Like if one's coming down, someone's coming the other way, then someone has to bloody duck in.
A test of patience.
To let the other person through.
Yes.
So big white van heading towards me. I had to duck into a little sort of spot, which I thought there was a spot. And then as I'm ducking in, I go, bam.
What's that?
That's
a clown car?
We're looking for sound effects. But that's a scraping of a car onto another car.
Now, why don't actually from a circus.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's not the secret sound. For our point of view, for our purposes, that's my car scraping another car.
What, was there a car in the spot you tried to squeeze into?
Yeah, well, there was a car before. I tried
to swipe them.
I swiped them as I went. You know, it was like I thought I was past the car. But obviously, because of my leg weights and the white van coming towards me, I made an error.
Oh, yeah, you made an error.
I haven't done for years.
And not a rookie error, a seasoned professional.
Oh, yeah, I'm really disappointed. I was disappointed in myself.
You drive a lot. You drive more than anyone else I know.
I drive. I'm not a truck driver. There's people drive. I drive Uber.
No, but you always drive. Yeah, well, you're always driving.
Drive from point A to point B.
All right, you're not that experienced.
But also I don't drink, so that makes more driving.
That's why you're always driving me.
But I'm not always. So,
I mean, I appreciate it.
So there I go, and so I thought, oh, God, I better pull over here. You know,
well, you were pulled over.
The truck, yeah, I was. And the truck came past. And there's always things, it was about that much scraping. Can you keep going?
Let me hear the scraping again.
That's not the actual scraping, it's the sound of it. Didn't go for that long, but it went for long enough.
I imagine you're driving a little red car.
No, the thing is, can I stay?
A rainbow car.
Can I stay, write a note or look, because it was an industrial area, can I look for whoever's car that is? Or should I?
Now shut up and drive. Shut up and drive.
Well, I'm assuming because you're talking about on the radio, you didn't.
No, I didn't shut up and drive.
Shut up and drive.
You know what? But the people whose car it was might have thought I was going to shut up and drive, because when I went to check the other car that I damaged, then I went back to my car. I was looking for a pen and a piece of paper.
Right.
But for their eyes, it might have looked like I was about to do a runner. I wasn't about to do a runner. And I swear to God, on my family's life, I was going to come back with a pen and a piece of paper.
Didn't have to
because they were already out of their office.
Oh, they saw you.
Oh, you know who they work for?
Who?
Have a guess. Look at my T-shirt.
Queen?
Cotton On.
Oh.
The company, Cotton On. You know the company Cotton On?
Yeah.
Yes, and that's one of their T-shirts.
Yeah, and they gave me a T-shirt. So, yeah.
It's got a strange graphic on the front.
This T-shirt retails for $19.95. So I'm wearing it.
But why? It looks a bit like, does it look a bit, looks a bit like something you'd see at the gynecologist, that weird graphic on the front.
I believe it's a Christmas theme. That's what they said. They said, you got any of the Christmas T-shirts for Husey?
A lot of people would like that for Christmas.
Yeah, it's a great T-shirt.
Yeah, you would for many years of your life.
So
it says Queen on it, and then there's a big red.
Well, it doesn't matter about the T-shirt, but nothing to do. It's not part of the story. Although I did get.
Well, it is.
But I had to give them my details, and I had to, like, give my.
Whose car was it?
It was a company car.
Oh, no.
It's Cotton On company car.
No.
And look at.
Oh, ridiculous.
This is the photo of me with the car.
Oh.
And the damage. It's a white sort of car. Can you see the damage?
That's ridiculous.
You can't even see the damage, can you?
I've totally lost interest.
You can see only a tiny bit of damage.
A scrape under the light.
Is it okay to every now and again just...
Now shut up and drive.
We'd like people to admit that they have done it in the past.
I have, and people have done unto me.
Well, we want to hear from your story. Did you just shut up and drive... Didn't tell the other person about the little accident.
13, 10, 60, did you shut up and drive?
What about people who have been shut up and driven on?
No, I don't want to hear that. They're going to be angry.
You know, they will call.
They will be angry.
They will call. I was in a cab, shopping centre car park.
All right.
Some guy saw
it. Well, let's get it from both points of view.
All right. That might help elevate us and realise the pain.
13, 10, 60, did you shut up and drive? Or maybe someone shut up and drove on you.
The pain in your face.
Ah, that was from the leg weights.
Yeah, I know. I'll tell.
Husey and Kate.
Husey had a moral dilemma today. Does he stop and pull over, or does he?
Shut up and drive.
So I pulled in because a van was coming the other way, very tight street. Someone had to give way. I had to pull into a tight spot. Misread the car that I'd pulling in front of. Scraped my car on its car. More damage on my car than their car. And I thought, could I drive straight off? No, I didn't drive straight off. Then found out it was a company car.
And they were watching it out of the window of their office.
Yeah, so lucky I didn't drive off. But
no. Katie, I've done it before in a narrow street. Yep.
Do you think karma got you in the end?
Hasn't got me yet. Well, no, it has got me because people have done it to me. But in retrospect, I probably should have stopped.
Well, we'll start with Alex, I think. Alex, should I have just driven off or should I have stopped?
I reckon you should have kept driving.
Yeah.
Really?
Have you done it before?
Yeah, I had my daughter in the background at the moment. I was dropping her off at daycare one day in between a job, so I'm sort of in a bit of a rush. I pulled up at Woolworths and grabbed some things, and it was just a three sort of on the side of the road, like three right and all in front of each other.
Yeah.
And I pulled up, ran in, and when I've come back out, I didn't even look. I've just put it in reverse and took the handbrake off and rolled straight back into a 2016 model Audi.
Oh, ouch. Crunch. Was there a crunch?
There was a little crunch.
Was it the crunch of the number plate, though, Alex? Because I consider that a victimless crime.
I've jumped out and had a look, and there was people at the bus stop at the Woolworths, and they were all sort of in hysterics.
Witnesses.
And you
we
drove
call them.
Off.
I looked at them, and I looked at the front of the car, and it was only a tiny little scratch. And I sort of mediated with the people across the road and just said, "It's only tiny, tiny little scratch."
Oh, what did they do? Get in your car.
And they sort of just shrugged their shoulders, and they gave me all clear.
Yeah, well, there you go. He's got. They encouraged him to leave, Katie.
Oh, well, they did.
Before we go to the next caller, do they have to check? Who has to do the running now with insurances?
They do.
They do. I don't have to do anything?
No, they'll contact you.
I don't have to do anything because they think I have to do something. So they have to do something. Oh.
Do they?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I would just say any dealings with you, I realise I'm the one that's going to have to do the work.
No, so what's the...
Legally.
The person who hits the person?
Well, if they want their car fixed, I think they're the ones that have
I've
to
I've given
do
them
it.
My details. I gave them a couple of choices from my insurance company. I'm not sure which one it is. I gave them two choices. Justin.
How you going?
What do you do? Do you stay details or do you shut up and drive? What was that, mate?
I said I'd drive away without knowing.
You've done it before?
I've done it before, unfortunately.
Well, how do you know that you've done it if you've done it without knowing, Justin?
Because my old girl informed me the next day that destroyed the neighbour's car.
Neighbours, you fool! Neighbours!
Well, they parked in front of the driveway. I wasn't looking. I just reversed out my driveway and buckled their statesman.
Were you sober?
I was.
Yeah, all right.
What, and you didn't notice?
No.
Buckling?
Was in Hilux, they had a little shitty Commodore and I just backed into it. Pushed it across the other side of the road.
What? I didn't notice.
Oh, well, you're
a very observant
you're
man,
a
Justin.
Cowboy. Gabby, what do you say?
I reckon you should report it.
No, it has
honestly.
Been reported.
No, he has
no,
reported it.
I want to get this wrong. I haven't driven off.
They came out and he told them.
They've given me a T-shirt. It's Cotton On, the company.
So they couldn't have been too cross.
They've given me one of their it was a company car. And it was hardly damaged. So it was no one's individual car, by the way. So, yeah, and it wasn't...
Honestly, like my grandma, she did a hit and run, but this was a really sneaky one. Like she hit her neighbor's car when he saw her and then she just backed up and tried to walk into the house like nothing had happened.
Oh,
yeah.
But so he was watching.
He was watching. He called the police and it's actually called leaving the scene of the crime.
Yeah. What?
Well, that's a bit harsh on your poor old grandma.
Oh, yeah. But is there water under that bridge, Gabby?
So two policemen went onto her front door and they were like, you could be charged for this. And she's like, I'm just a grandmother. I'm so sorry. And what do you know? They patted her on the head and said, that's all right. Don't worry. Just go do it again.
And how was the neighbour? Spitting chips.
He would be.
Oh, yeah. She moved shortly after.
Yeah, good idea.
I appreciate her using her fact that she's a grandmother and possibly... English is a second language as well to get away with it.
We just need a quick moral to this story. So, Jamie, you've reversed into a car and you drove off.
Yeah, that's right.
What happened?
I was driving my sister's car at the time and I was in a car park at a shopping centre.
It's always a shopping centre.
Oh, Northland.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yep. And I was pulling out, I was backing up and no one was around, just a small girl. So I'm guessing her parent must have been in the car. So I was keeping an eye on her.
Yes.
And, yeah, she was nearby, so I was keeping an eye on her a bit too much, and actually just nicked the back of her car behind me, and I thought, oh, do I quickly write a note or should I shut up and drive? And, I shut up and drive, and the next morning I woke up to a phone call from the sheriff, and he said, look, you may not have even noticed you've done it, you're on camera and everything, give the bloke a call.
Yeah.
So, I gave the dude a call, and he said to me, and I quote, he said, if it was any one of my other six cars, I wouldn't have cared.
Cusie and Kate.
That's just a coincidence.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence!
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
13, 10, 60, whether they be big or small, we want to hear from you.
Yes.
Give us a call right now.
It can be any coincidence, and they all blow my mind, except Jax.
You've taken a set against Jax, and this is the thing. Coincidences are little glorious pebbles of joy that are put on your pathway of life just to give you a little buck up.
I think everything's connected. I don't think they are coincidences. I think that the world works in ways that we don't know.
And what do you think about Jax?
his last one wasn't great.
What was the last one?
It doesn't matter.
Don't repeat the whole one. Here we go.
I can't even remember.
Jack.
All right, but today,
give it to
Jack said he's going to redeem himself.
He's got a great one.
Okay.
And I'm clear, mate. I'm not going to just, you know, I'm clear.
So the other night, my wife and I are sitting at home watching Christmas movie Elf. Have you seen Elf, the Christmas movie?
Yes.
With Will Ferrell.
Yes, I'd never seen
with
it before.
With your heavily pregnant wife.
Yes, I'd never seen it before, and Casey actually told me about it during the day. And so
the
I got home
gorgeous
and said,
film.
Let's watch Elf. So we're sitting on
I
the couch.
I saw that he's got a new film coming up with the other guy.
What, the Elf?
Oh, yes.
Holmes and Watson and Holmes.
Yes.
What's the other guy's name? John C. Reilly, is it?
Something like that.
Oh, from Step Brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Step Brother.
They're a great combination, those guys. Yeah. Mm.
So anyway, so we're sitting on the couch watching that, and she gets a little alert on her phone. Yes. And it is an alert for the Hughesy and Kate podcast because she has the Hit app and she subscribes to the podcast.
Good on it.
And it comes up with a headline of, you know, something we spoke about. And she turns to me and she goes, why were you talking about asparagus and wee smelling stuff on the show today? And remember we had someone call up talking about asparagus.
Yeah, for overrated, underrated.
And you were talking about
The magic of it, that straight away afterwards.
Anyway, so I was telling her basically a quick story about that, and we carried on watching the movie. And all of a sudden, in the movie that we're watching, called Elf, this scene comes on.
What about this? A tribe of asparagus children, but they're self-conscious about the way their pee smells.
Yeah.
OMG!
Very good.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
You know, and you've taken me on a journey because I thought you were going to say, and then on the Hughes and Kate app, Elf on the Shelf come up because we talked about that the other day. But you've taken it next level and well done.
Thank you. Out of 10?
Out of 10, at least an 8. Well, maybe a 9.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll
not a 9.
Concur. It's an 8. It's a solid 8.
It's a very, that's a, which is
solid
a,
8.
That's an A.
Yes.
B, 7.
A minus?
Well, it's just an A. It's an A, okay. B, right. 7.
All right. Now, when we go to people we don't know.
We're going
to
come back. That's what we're going to do.
We'll come back.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up. Hughesy and Kate.
Time to get your coincidence.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way. My name's Christian too. What a coincidence.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
All right. First cab off the rank. I'm not even going to say his name because it's an integral part of his coincidence. Hello, caller. What's your coincidence?
G'day. That'll be me. My name's Christian.
Two.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Oh, Christian, I love that.
Yeah.
Every week, does it give you a little buck up?
It was the first.
Yeah, I've been trying to call for ages.
Well, you're through and Katie's put you on air. And,
good on you.
We're happy.
Oh.
Well, you've made an executive decision.
I love
Christian
it.
No, I appreciate that. Katie is doing a lot of back behind the scenes analysis of the coincidences, where me, I'm just coming in fresh.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know any information.
You're not doing any of the work.
You're like some sort of director of
some
sort of coincidence vengale. You've never taken more interest in the show as you are. No, this one. It's like,
I just think that's a cracking little start. Now Annabelle, who we work with.
Who just gave us cake and has left the building.
To go see her mum.
So,
yes.
And too much cake, Annabelle. Who made you get 3 cakes?
Thank you.
The vanilla slice was Kate's idea, by the way. So, but you've left the building and you've got a coincidence.
A couple of weeks ago you told me this and it was just so adorable and charming and I believe romantic.
Well, here we go.
Okay. All right. Well, I was on a road trip with my boyfriend.
Ed.
Yes, Ed.
Who is now is featuring on your Instagram now, isn't he, occasionally?
Yes. He's not an invisible boyfriend.
Took him a long time to get on your Instagram.
Well, you didn't want to rule out the
millions of other men following
you. The honey badgers of the world.
Exactly. Mm. That was good content.
That's right. Yep.
And we stopped at his farm. And in the morning, I woke up and he'd handpicked me some gardenias, the flowers, and put them on my bedside table.
He'd handpicked them.
Because you'd complained.
I'd complained, sorry, yes.
But how else would he be picking them? He'd be hand-picking them, isn't it?
He could pick them with scissors.
Yeah.
He could have sent, it's his farm, he could have sent a farm hand out to them.
But he didn't buy them.
So Annabelle had complained that he never gave her flowers.
Yep. Yes.
And the next morning,
I woke up to these beautiful gardenias on the bedside table.
Yep.
And so I sent a picture to my mum and was like, how cute, Ed's just done this. And she replied saying, oh, my God, your dad picked me gardenias this morning as well.
Hey!
It's coincidental.
Dental Wednesday.
Now, I don't want to.
What are the
hang on, but
odds?
How often is your dad picking your mother gardenias? Do you know?
Well, I don't think it's very often. I know mum likes to put them in the guest room. But
also,
not him.
For starters, you can't pick them when they're out of season, mate.
Are they growing on your property, your parents' property?
Yes, they are, but a lot of flowers grow on mum and dad's.
Yes, all right, that's a lovely romantic coincidence.
We'll marry
Ed. I think augurs well for Annabelle's future with Ed.
If it doesn't, well, we can blame the moment with the gardenias.
Gardenias, the flowers of doom.
Led her down the wrong garden path.
Oh, Ed.
Liz, what is your story?
Can you hear me?
Yep, got you.
Yes, we 100%. Can.
Okay, my beautiful furry baby was euthanized Friday morning, just gone.
What's his name or what was his name?
His name was Mickey.
Mickey.
I loved him. I adored him. I was absolutely devastated. My son was with me.
How old was he?
16 and a half.
He's had a good innings, hasn't he?
He had a good innings. Yeah. I absolutely loved that dog as I would a human. But
yeah,
anyway,
of course. Yeah.
So Friday morning we euthanized him. I got home and the lounge chair he used to sit on, I left his blanket there and I put his favourite ball and this Snoopy squeaky dog that he had. It was a Snoopy dog from Peanuts. And he was a very smart little dog. And whenever I used to say, go get Snoopy, in his pile of toys, he could always find Snoopy and bring
it to
me.
Yeah, it's great.
So it sat there and anyway, the last few days, since then, if I've gone on Facebook to look what people have posted, I don't go on that often, three times, three different people have posted something about Snoopy. And I just thought that was...
Coincidental Wednesday.
Yeah.
Makes you think of Mickey.
Mickey.
Mickey. Mickey. Is it Mickey or Nicky with an N or an M?
Mickey as in Mickey Mouse, because he's a little thing with big ears.
Many people are calling dogs Nicky.
Oh, yeah. Well, they
There'd be more Mickeys than Nickies.
You think so?
Only
yeah.
one to Liz.
Oh,
course.
Mickey, you're so fine.
Yes.
You're so fine, you blow my mind.
We understand. Oh, that was very moving.
It was beautiful. And I think that's going to do us today.
Yeah. Is it?
Yep. Coincidental Wednesday.
Husey and Kate catch up.
Yeah, driving you home this afternoon. Don't forget, Husey and Kate, the behind the scenes show, the second season is online for you to check out right now. All thanks to our partners at Canon Australia.
Canon do a great job with cameras.
They do.
Correct. They specialise in them and do them beautifully.
You know what? Find what you're good at and then just do that.
One day it may happen to you.
You might.
I got there first.
You're very good at clapping. So, is there some clapping from behind the scenes? Clapping from Kate?
Don't rain on my parade.
I'm not raining on your parade. I enjoy your clapping. Some of the best clapping I've seen.
Oh, thank you.
This year,
really? What better clapping have you seen?
I saw clapping at the Australian Open, the tennis earlier in the year.
Well, that's clapping. Not rhythmic clapping. That's applause. Something that I believe you're probably not that familiar with, but it happens. It happens when people are great performers,
On the subject of applause, my wife last night, I said to her...
I'm tired, and she clapped.
No, I said, I'm doing a lot of the housework at the moment. I'm just doing a lot of housework in general at the moment.
And then a hero comes along,
you know what,
with
and then,
the strength to carry on.
And then she said, I've done a lot of housework for years and I've never got any applause for it. You know what I said? Maybe you should get better at doing it.
You're a horrible person.
Yes. Yeah, well, that was a joke.
And she said herself.
I didn't actually say that at all.
Oh, did you think it?
I thought and thought, I'll write that down. I'll use
she
that one
said
day.
It. She would have liked it or she would have stabbed you with a fork.
Yeah, exactly. It's a dangerous game.
Don't know what time of night was it?
It was about probably 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, I didn't say it.
No.
But I thought of using a comedy sense at
Had
some
she
point.
Just come down from bathing the children?
No. I was actually involved in the bath last night.
Were you?
Was
she bathing you?
I was involved in the bath and my son spat out his toothbrush.
Yeah.
You know, yes, they normally spit it over the side of the bath, but he spat it out.
What do you mean? Spat it out over the side of the bath? Onto what?
Onto the
floor.
Onto the floor. That's what they do.
They what?
No, but that's where the shower is. So it's like on the tiles. But he spat it out.
Oh, no.
No, I don't like the look of it, but that's what they
do. Who cleans it up?
Well, the shower eventually turns on and cleans up. But he spat it into the bath. And yeah. Sadie, the 7-year-old, just lost her mind. I can't stay in this bath. It's got his toothbrush spit in it.
Yes.
And I'm like,
no one likes to sit in that bath.
I said, well, get out then. And she did. Anyway, that's the end of that story.
I mean, they're fascinating. You really need to bring us more stories from home because we're just...
What are we doing when we come
freaky
back?
Freaky facts when we come back. We'll get some facts from a young kid.
Husey and Kate catch up.
It's a super, super freak, freak, super freak, super freaky fact.
Oh, 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 Christmas edition.
No, we've had a late change.
I mean, the greatest introduction probably of the year.
Yeah, well, it scared her off. So Chloe's bailed. The introduction has just freaked her out. And
but luckily...
Her sister?
Annabelle.
Yes, Annabelle.
Hello, Annabelle.
Hello.
You're the sister of Chloe.
Yes.
And what happened? Was there some drama with Chloe, Annabelle?
She was really scared.
Yeah, fair enough.
She got scared. Auntie, oh, no, Cusie's very scared.
No, Auntie Kate
it's
is
not
scary.
Auntie. Auntie is not scary, Annabelle.
Auntie Dearest is very scary.
Neither of us are scary, and we're so happy to talk to you, Annabelle Harper, but you've missed out on your stunning introduction.
But anyway, you're a hero already, so no matter how this goes, you're already a winner, and so is your sister for applying. So everyone's a winner. Now, Annabelle, you also love facts?
Yes.
Good.
All right. Are you going to present your sister Chloe Harper's facts unto us, or have you got your own separate sideshow of facts?
They're the same.
Yeah, oh, good. Beautiful. All right. Give us your freaky fact number. They're the Harper facts.
The Harper sister facts. Here we go. Fact number one.
Santa used to wear green.
Whoa! Super freaky fact.
Mind blown.
What?
Santa.
I've never heard that.
Was in green, like camouflage.
He still green and white?
Yes.
Really? But he was green.
That is.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Why did he change? Do you know, Annabelle Harper?
Yeah, because the
Coca-Cola. Yeah, he had a deal.
Yeah.
With Coca-Cola and
God bless you, Coca-Cola.
Well, they had a good deal with Santa. And Santa, I understand that. I think they gave some money to help Santa buy presents. So that's really good. Now.
No, it was to present Santa to the children.
No, but I mean, Santa needed cash. Santa is.
So the Santa in the North Pole, was he wearing green as well?
Yes,
do you think Annabelle Harper?
Yes, he was.
Oh.
Yes. And so Santa did a deal with a company and now he's in red. And that's fair enough. And a lot of good people do deals with companies. I've done a few deals myself. And I'm available for more deals.
Annabelle Harper, as Hughie said, mind blown by freaky fact number one.
Let's go for fact number two.
In Japan, they always eat KFC for Christmas.
Super freaky!
Yes! Annabelle Harper, because I was in Japan and that's a big thing there that you get KFC for Christmas.
That is, I had no idea.
It's huge.
That is a great fact.
Yes!
You know, a Korean man gave me his business card today and said, I'm opening a Korean fried chicken shop and I want you to come to the opening. And I've got the card with me, but I didn't have the heart to tell him I don't eat chicken. I've got that card.
They're very good at the fried chicken. Oh,
there it is. There's the card in my pocket.
Give it to me. I love fried chicken.
Well, you go to the opening of
And in fact, my boy, Annabelle Harper, one of my boys, I have three boys and a girl, he's graduating from primary school next week and he's asked for fried chicken for his graduation night dinner that I'm going to make.
I used to have fried chicken on my birthdays. So what's that company called? What is he? J-Co, is it?
J-Co, because his name is Justin Co.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway.
Annabelle, fact number three, we've loved your first two facts.
Yes.
Here we go.
Bring it home.
In Holland, the children used to think that Santa comes from Spain, not the North Pole.
What?
Super freaky fact.
From Spain.
And Katie, yes. Your father is what?
From Spain.
He's Dutch. Her father's
He's
Dutch.
From Holland, Annabelle Harper.
So Kate's half Dutch. So there you go. Well,
Annabelle
Harper,
you were just, this is like when the understudy, which is someone who practices in case the lead actress gets sick, has to take over and sing the opening number and does such a brilliant job that the audience gives them a standing ovation.
Well done, Annabelle.
And Annabelle Harper.
And well done to Chloe for applying and organising those facts. What a great family the Harper family is.
I think tell Chloe
she's a superstar.
That we'll talk to her next year because I think next year she'll feel a bit more certain about it.
Exactly. There you go.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Husey and Kate.
Husey and Kate have a rule that they live by.
Never read the comments.
No.
He couldn't think of the rule.
I was.
Couldn't think of bumbling around outside.
I went outside. I thought the rule was going to be always fart outside, which I've just done.
Why is that? In all the years that I've worked with you, have I ever?
Gone
have
outside
I ever,
to...
No, have I ever violated your sacred space?
I mean, there's a rumour that you don't do it at all, which is weird. I was discussing
That's
that on radio the other day with our new book, Excuse Me, Santa, which is inspired by you and your inability.
Not me, my husband.
And the both of you, neither of you flatulate.
No, but I've had four children, so things have happened in the course of delivering those children that...
You've never heard or smelled him, he's never heard or smelled you. Or he has heard and smelled you, but that was only during childbirth.
I don't know, I've never asked, and he would never discuss it. But he is, like, never, never in all the time. Maybe once in his sleep, something woke me up.
I feel like we need to prank him somehow.
Oh, like give him.
I don't know.
I know you couldn't. I couldn't do that to him. And also he doesn't like pranks. I'm not allowed to. Remember I used to lie in the kitchen with tomato sauce and a knife and pretend.
Couldn't we give him?
No, it wasn't. He'd go, get up. The last time I did it, he just stepped over me and made himself a cup of tea. That was hurtful.
I know what we should do. You feed him some laxatives and then we'll get you and him locked in a lift for hours and see how he goes. Anyway, it's something to think
Who's
about.
Who's that a prank for?
For everyone.
Is it?
that's nice.
That's nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, he's very nice.
Nasty!
All right, as we say, never read the comments.
Yeah, there was.
Here's an article that Gwyneth Paltrow, she's just given an interview. And there's a picture of her in her bikini on a beach.
Looks great.
She looks great.
Because no, how could anyone be negative
how
about that?
How could they be?
Couldn't
I mean,
they?
Just when things, she says things like, I remember when Brad Pitt and I broke up, it was on the cover of the New York Post and there was no one outside my house. That would never happen today, she said, talking about paparazzi. She said, Cameron Diaz and I talk about this all the time. We cry in gratitude that no paparazzi were following us around.
Yeah, right.
She talks about Brad Pitt.
I didn't know she went out with him.
Oh, she talks about it quite often.
Yeah.
Mm. And this was the one that seems to have tipped people over the edge.
Yep.
I remember when I started doing yoga and people were like, what is yoga? She's a witch. She's a freak. The actress and founder of Goop.
She invented yoga.
Magazine. Well, listen to this.
She's the first person
forgive
to do yoga.
Forgive me if this comes out wrong, but I went to a yoga class in LA recently and the 22-year-old girl behind the counter was like, have you ever done yoga before? And literally I turned to my friend and I was like, you have this job because I've done yoga before.
Well, that is...
She's right. So I would say after that interview, Gwyneth Paltrow, that probably you shouldn't read the comments, except we know enough to know that people come in two flavours. Mm. Nice and nasty. Well,
can we start with some nice?
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Right.
Wow. She looks more like a 25-year-old, not someone in her 40s.
That's nice.
Oh, that's nice.
It is.
Nice. I love her. She is beautiful and talented.
That's nice.
Really nice.
Annoying, self-centered, boring, constant diarrhea of the mouth. Where's your JD, Gwyneth?
Ooh. That's nasty.
Elitist, snake oil salesman, out of touch, annoying AF, overrated and very desperate.
Oh, that's
oh,
nasty.
Dear. Goodness, we need some more.
We do.
Nice.
Oh, please.
Terrible. I think she is beautiful.
Boys are very nice.
Quintessential California girl. Gwyneth is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
She's a complete flake. Entitled, spoiled lady.
Oh, that's nasty.
She is really awful in practically every way.
Oh, every way?
Nasty! In the movie Seven, I was glad she got done in.
Oh. Nasty.
She is nuts. Cray cray.
Oh, you're nasty.
Butterface has mental issues.
Oh,
nasty.
Come on.
Oh,
come on.
And that's why we say, oh, hang on. Ugh, I think Brad was the lucky one.
Oh.
Nasty.
This one howls at the moon.
Oh.
The mouth.
Her personality is like a derriere, flat.
Oh, that's nasty.
Nasty.
I never read the comments.
Husey and Kate catch up.
The big news from today, Katie, is the arrest of the man from the podcast. What was the podcast called?
Teacher's Pet.
Yes.
Chris Dawson.
Let's have a listen to how this is rolled out.
The former husband of missing Sydney mother Lynette Dawson has been arrested over his wife's 1982 killing. The 70-year-old taken into custody at his home on the Gold Coast this morning.
When we come back, we are going to analyse different podcasts and have they led to arrests. There's some famous ones, also some Netflix shows.
Well, if it wasn't for that podcast, there wouldn't have been the same heat applied to this case.
Of course. Mm. Absolutely.
Husey and Kate.
Very interesting today to hear at about lunchtime the news that Chris Dawson has been arrested.
You have been listening to the Teacher's Pet podcast.
Yes, which millions of people around the world have listened to.
And we've got to be careful what we say here because he's been arrested.
Yes, we have to be really careful because he's been arrested and we don't want to ruin anything.
But the fair to say the podcast has reignited interest in a cold case.
Amazing
disappearance.
Piece of proper journalism and more police work than apparently was done back in the day.
So
by the journalist Hedley
Thomas. So this is
incredible.
This is an intro to the podcast.
Lynette Dawson was reported missing by her husband, former Newtown Jets rugby league star Chris Dawson.
Yes. So
that's the intro to the podcast, which you can hear privately, but we can't play you.
Yeah, well, isn't that podcast still available?
More.
It's all very murky now.
Well, it's odd, isn't it?
It is odd.
But the story is that, and these are just the facts of the case, that he reported his wife, Lynette, missing, a very devoted, loving mother to their two daughters. And then a couple of days later, his...
the babysitter.
Schoolgirl lover.
Who was a babysitter.
Moved into the house. Who was babysitting for them. And who would swim naked in their pool?
They were together for a long time. They eventually broke up, those two. And,
And Lynette Dawson was never seen again.
That is true. So his brother has put out a statement.
Twin
today,
brother. Yeah. Identical twin.
Yeah, I don't think this is another brother.
This is the other brother, the lawyer.
Yeah, the other brother.
Who's represented him in the
Peter
past,
Dawson.
I think, when he's
This is what Peter
interviews.
Dawson has said today. Mm. We are disappointed at the decision of the DPP as there is clear and uncontested evidence that Lynn Dawson was alive long after she left Chris and their daughters. Peter Dawson has said that. So that is fascinating. Obviously no one has that evidence, otherwise none of this would be happening. So maybe that will come out or must come out. I don't know what's going
on
there. But, Katie, let's just get off that for a minute because I feel like we're in a legal minefield and,
I'm
scared.
We are, when we've talked about this before, it's interesting how some people are so powerful from beyond the grave, really from just the power of their love and what a loving woman she sounded like and how much people loved her.
Yes. So, let's hope justice is served in that, whatever
correct.
It may be.
Let's hope that she's found.
Yes. Now.
Because she's never been found.
Yes. So, but on the subject of true crime, it's become an entertainment phenomena.
Correct. It's actually become a phenomenon.
Yep. Sure.
Phenomenon.
For example, Netflix basically, I think this Making a Murderer.
Yes.
was Stephen Avery.
They've always got this music, don't they?
Who was accused of murdering a woman who'd come to his house to do an interview with him.
About a car, something? He had a car yard, a wrecking yard. He'd
previously been in jail falsely.
Yes.
Because he'd been accused of murdering someone else.
A woman.
Yes.
On a beach.
And DNA evidence eventually proved him not to be the killer in that situation.
Oh, yes. But murdered?
I don't think it was murder. I think it was
it's murder.
Assault, wasn't it?
Oh, was it? Just.
Serious assault, yeah.
Oh, okay. They're all...
You sure?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I trust Jack because I think you watched,
I've watched it
before.
Yeah.
Well, I've watched it too, mate. Maybe you paid more attention than I did. People are trying to get him out, Stephen Avery. And his nephew, Brendan Dassey.
Yes. Well, they've now made the new series.
The new series is just boring.
Is it?
Yes.
It's the court case.
It's, you know what? When people get involved who just want to be on TV, as far as I'm concerned, it's lost my
interest. Know what's odd for the mother in it, that our mate Jared was telling us, that she was all like, when the new lawyer came along who was going to get her son out, Stephen Avery, she was like, this woman's the greatest woman in the world. She's the smartest. Until she started coming after her other son.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Apparently that's the way that it skews in the
I haven't
second
got to the
series.
End of this one, but yeah, the headline.
I haven't watched it.
Just been handed. His family of Making a Murderer star Brendan Dassey supports new suspect theory about brother Bobby.
Yes. So there you go. So the mother then had to quickly shut down on how great she thought the new lawyer was and the new investigator.
This is not.
Terrible.
And it's also not funny.
Oh, well.
No, it's not funny. None of
well,
this
that's,
is.
Well, that's bitterly ironic, isn't it?
Yes,
that's gallows humour.
Yeah, but I'm not.
That's the thing with true crime. You know, people
Serial,
are like,
you haven't heard Serial. The original Serial
is that about crime?
Is the best.
What?
Who paid call from?
That is the best.
A non-sayer.
That guy.
An inmate at a Maryland correctional facility.
You, Katie, until you've listened to Serial, the original Serial, subsequent Serials by the same woman, rubbish. The original Serial.
How many Serials has she made?
Too many.
You know what they call it? Kellogg's.
What's that? <mean? laughs> You know,
she makes too many cereals.
This is not a place we want to be.
No.
Cusy and Kate.
Moral dilemma this morning, Katie. Went to a cafe.
Another one. That's two in a day.
I've got another one
you
coming up after that. I've got a third one.
Third moral dilemma.
Just second one. You're right. So going to a cafe, it was $16 all up.
What, the whole cafe?
No.
What did you have?
I had a Birch Muesli and a coffee. It was
$16.
Oh. So, and $4, $2 notes and change, $2 coins.
Yes.
And I went to put one of the $2 coins in the tip jar and both of them fell in.
Oh, do you fish it out?
Yes. And I went to fish it out and then thought I can't.
Because it looks like you're stealing
from the tip jar. Like I was stealing from the tip jar. And then I didn't want to explain it, so they got their $4 tip. So I did the right thing. Have you ever taken money out of a tip jar? I just went in there. It was my money.
No, but you know what I have done?
Maybe it's their money when it hits the
bottom. Similarly, you know, if you just get like a takeaway coffee and it's like, I don't know, $3.80 and you think, well, it's just a takeaway coffee, but I'll give them the 20 cents.
Yeah, yeah.
That's nice at the end of the day. But then the $1.20 falls into the.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's annoying.
So you've never taken it out?
No, because why would you give someone a $1.20 tip for literally 3 minutes?
Yeah, I know, but so you could take it out then, but you haven't taken it out.
No, and particularly not if it's sort of tin arrangement.
Yeah,
you'd really have to.
Yeah, I know. Once it hits the bottom, it's theirs.
That's it.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Husey and Kate.
What do we got, Kate?
Well, you know, there's some. All deaths are unfortunate when there are people who are loved. However, there are some deaths where you don't have to be quite as sympathetic as you do with other deaths. Do you know what I mean?
Someone on death row who gets executed.
Oh, no, that's...
I don't know what you're talking
about. Well, I don't know.
I really
don't know. For instance, I personally, when people die, like climbing unclimbable mountains, I'm sort of like, well...
And they died following their dreams.
That's it. You sort of... It's not the same as if something untoward and terrible happens to someone. And similarly, I put in that category people, and they're normally Americans, who keep wild animals as pets and then the animals turn on them, like that terrible case. Remember with the gorilla? Was it a gorilla or was it an ape?
A chimp, I think.
Chimp?
Chimps,
yeah, chimps.
They're very,
they're the ones,
very strong.
And it ate her face, remember, in America years ago.
Well, it was
terrible case. In fact, didn't it eat the face of her girlfriend?
Let's speculate whose faces it ate.
Well, like, we're trying just to get a terrible along with their story.
Lives. Chimps are generally very friendly.
Yeah, but you don't keep them as pets.
Yeah, well, one bad chimp doesn't mean you have to, like, you know.
This one had a nappy on because she'd had it since it was a baby. And you know that thing, oh, how adorable, you got a pet chimpanzee. Oh. And so the chimpanzee got thought it was a human. And then, of course, it was became angry. It was an angry human.
I don't think you can keep chimps in as pets here in Australia.
That's my point. You shouldn't be able to do it anywhere. They're not pets.
You always bang on about the nanny state, and then here's a case where the nanny state is correct.
Correct, though, actually, because when I was doing a show on Foxtel years ago, just before you and I started doing our radio show together, we were doing a Tonight show called The Big Schmooze.
Yes.
We were really good fun. And we wanted to get a monkey on it, like an old school monkey that wears a waistcoat and that smoked a cigar. Monkeys aren't allowed to smoke in Australia.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'll just leave you with that. Anyway, but for this, we go to Japan. And a man who learnt a terrible lesson.
Is that Japanese? Is it? Mm-hmm. I was just in Japan, didn't hear any of that music. So what happened? A man, okay. What sort of animal was it? Let me guess.
Yeah, you guess.
An alligator.
No.
A shark.
I'll give you a clue. It was 1.3 metres tall.
Yep.
And it weighed 50 kilos.
1.3 metres tall, 50 kilos.
Mm.
Sounds
like our producer, Sash. Doesn't it? In fact, that's exactly her stats.
But she would be tall.
Oh, my God.
Yes, because an NBA group has just walked into
our airlock.
So they're all studied. They're all very clever. Sort of, put your hand up if you're clever out there.
They're all clever.
Yeah, one guy's gone
Masters
down.
Masters of Business Administration.
The guy with the sunglasses on.
He's the one to watch. So.
I don't know. What animal is it, Katie, that killed this Japanese guy?
He was attacked and killed.
By what?
His pet bear.
And it wasn't a koala bear, was it?
No, it was an Asian bear. What are the odds?
Was it a panda bear?
15-year-old Asian black bear was owned by the 70-year-old man who kept the animal in a cage.
So was his revenge, was it?
I don't know.
Did he go into the cage? He must have opened the door of the cage.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Oh, no, once again, it wasn't the man who had the animal. It was the man who had been hired as its caretaker. Oh, no, that's terrible.
Story.
I feel sorry for Soichiro Mori.
Yeah.
Who was screaming for help.
It's just a really sad
the
story.
The neighbour had to go to the house and he was found in the cage.
I haven't got a comedy out for it.
No one does. I'm confused about it. I'm very sympathetic.
Yuzi and Kate catch up.
Yeah, still here driving you home. There ain't no early knockoffs on this show. It's Yuzi and Case.
Yes, now Boss's MBA class is still out there, and I believe, I sounded intelligent, didn't I, during the break? Yes, they're putting, a lot of them are agreeing.
Yeah, but they haven't graduated yet.
Yeah, well, I mean,
ask them in another couple of years.
I think that to get to the point they're at means they're high-powered individuals, Katie, and they're looking to better themselves. You know, they're not just sitting around at night watching rubbish on TV. No, there's a lot of good shows on TV.
Right, what sort of shows? Like Husey, We Have a Problem?
Yes, who loves Husey, We Have a Problem on Channel 10
they
coming
have
back?
Time for that. No, they're still giving a thumbs up. Yeah,
right?
Good, of course they
Who
have.
Likes Kate's hat?
What? Don't just stop playing to the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Get on with what
Your
you've got
hat
for
says
me.
Kate is my religion.
Yes, my brother gave it to me for my birthday.
Should she be wearing a hat that says Kate is my religion?
Yeah,
not getting overwhelming support on that.
So I think it is.
You want me to wear that hat?
Any
don't
mention
you?
Of religion, people get anxious. You know how the world is.
Katie, when we come back, there's been a shocking recall that we need to get to the bottom of.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm not gonna explain it. You've got to hang around to find out what it is.
No.
Yeah,
no,
it's not fun.
Husey and Kate.
Devastating news.
Devastating.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas is ruined. Well, it hasn't been ruined, but anyone who loves Nana's family, apple pies, Katie, is going to be really not happy with this news. They're being recalled from supermarkets.
Urgently recalled, it said on the news.
Yeah, the potential presence of glass in the popular dessert.
Oh, no. But also that's Nana's. And remember when Nana's CEO.
The berries.
Remember when the CEO, and I'll never forget when the CEO came out and first addressed
the berries.
The berries that were making people sick.
Yeah.
And remember he said, we're very, very sorry.
It's not the time for jokes, seriously.
No, hang on.
No, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear any of that. This is actually
very apologetic.
This is very, very.
Stop doing that because it makes it sound like a joke.
Well, it isn't a joke.
This is terrible.
Well, that was meant to be a joke, but it's not.
But also,
but this is equipment failure. All right, so it's not.
Oh, was it?
This is not deliberate sabotage.
Oh, that's how they. So that's how they know about it. So obviously, there've been a few instances.
Equipment failure with the supplier could lead to the potential presence of glass in the sliced apples used in the Nana's family apple pie.
I wonder what the glass would be for. But what sort of machine? Maybe a baking, some sort of baking thing. You know how it's got the hot lights or something?
Well, at least
because otherwise, if I'm making food, I'm going, here's my basic rule. I don't want a machine with any glass. You know what I mean?
So you know what is good, though, what I'm happy about? Because Nana's apple pies comes within a cardboard box generally, doesn't it?
Yes.
So there's no hope here of copycatters. You know, the copycatters.
Oh, yes, the idiot copycatters, like the fools with the strawberries. And what about this, Husey? I didn't even know about this.
What's that one?
Well, they're calling it food terrorism. Not this
The cucumber incident.
No, I don't know about the cucumber.
Well, there was apparently one cucumber. But I thought, my theory was that if people are eating cucumbers whole.
Yeah, what happened to it?
There was a pin inside a cucumber.
Oh, that's ridiculous. What about someone said when someone tried to do a needle in an apple? Like, that's so much work. You'd need a thimble to try and push it. Do you know what I mean?
Like, why?
Because it's so hard to get a needle into an apple.
My teeth can get through
it. It's not like
apple.
Yeah, but a needle's thin. Have you ever threaded a needle into anything?
You're not threading it, just pushing it in.
Yeah,
aren't you?
No, it's hard because it's got the jabby end.
Wouldn't you just?
Wife's called.
I'm not going to force anyone to do it, but give me an apple and give. I'm not. Don't put needles in apples.
No, but did you hear about this?
What is this one?
The recent discovery of fishing wire in Christmas candy cane. I didn't hear anything about that. Now I'm scared of candy cane.
I'm just going to eat and be merry because
it's
unlikely that any of these will ever happen to anyone.
You know what's interesting
about
this?
It's one in a million situation.
Well, especially when they're recalled. I didn't know that Nana's was owned by Paddy's Foods, who, by the way, if you have to go to the freezer to get, you know, sausage rolls or party pies, their party pies are the best.
Well, I'm sure there's other great ones as well.
Well, they're just always really good.
You being paid by them, are you?
No, I'm just giving the company a big up because that's a terrible thing to happen to them, and Paddy's are really good. I didn't know that they made Nana's.
Let's just hope that the recall ends quickly and that we can all go back to enjoying our Nana's apple pies. And then meanwhile, how about you make your own apple pie at home?
Cusy and Kate.
So another moral dilemma for me, Katie, which has come up today. I'd like your advice on this.
Would you?
My wife's birthday's coming up.
Yes. 2 days before Christmas?
21st of December.
4 days.
Yeah, so I always think, is it the 21st or the 22nd of December?
Fascinating.
But I've got an opportunity.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I don't know why. Your sister's is on the.
We don't know when your sister's is. Although she is a super listener. Hello, Selena Ive.
I think it's in December, late December. Maybe the
Her parents really worked them over, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
A girlfriend of mine's birthday is 2 days after Christmas. Let's just have a moment's silence for those people.
Yeah, anything within a week either side of Christmas.
And also because everyone's always away.
That's a nightmare.
And everyone's just gifted out.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're recovering from their food coma of Christmas.
Definitely would not get enough.
You're not having a party.
No, pre or post, in that week period, pre or post, terrible time of a birthday.
However, to have a party on New Year's Eve would be all right. To have your birthday then would be all right. Because everyone's always throwing you a party.
Yeah, we got married on New Year's Eve, so we can always remember our wedding anniversary.
Although you once forgot it.
I forgot it. And I said to my wife, you know, I don't care about New Year's Eve. Nothing ever good's happened on New Year's Eve.
Yes, he said that to her. Yeah. She said, we got married on New Year's Eve.
And I said...
As I said, nothing good has ever happened.
I've got an opportunity to do a gig on her birthday. Should I do the gig or should I not do the gig and focus on her birthday? What do you think?
Yeah, I think you know what I think.
Do the gig.
No.
Don't do the gig.
Well, it depends. Would she consider it more pleasurable to have you out of the house Or in the house? That's what you have to ask
yourself. It's the last school day of the year, and it would probably mean I wouldn't be there for school drop-off for the kids. But I might make it back for school pick-up, but I might not. It's a day gig. It's from a mining company. What do you think?
You know what I think. I'd like to know what you think.
I need to know what she thinks.
What does she think?
She hasn't. I haven't asked her yet. I only got the opportunity today.
What do you mean, opportunity? You are a workaholic. People know that you're a
presented
workaholic.
Presented today. Yeah. As a possibility.
Why would you do it out of interest?
Because I love performing. And
you can go to the kids' assembly for that.
I can't do that. Yeah. I shouldn't do the gig. I'm not going to do the gig.
Don't do the gig.
I'm not doing it. I'm not even going to ask her about it. I'm not even going to put it on the
table.
You're
a great man, Dave Hughes.
Good guy. Yes. Thank you.
Just amazing.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. It's her day. I mean, she has to work, though, by the way. She's working on her birthday.
But what are you going to make her do?
That is it from us today. Don't forget, if you want to be after this, Immersive Cinemas presents Dirty Dancing, Sydney and Melbourne, happening in March. Tickets are on sale now from Ticketmaster. Or you go to hughesyandkate.com.au and win them for absolutely nothing.
Do that.
Free. Speaking of nothing and free, the podcast available. Go to the Hit app and we will see you tomorrow.
Always fun.
Bye, all.
Catch up on Hughesy and Kate in comfort and style with a pair of Skechers new Go Run Mojo trainers. See the range at Skechers.com.au.
Want more Hughesy and Kate? Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at Hit.com.au.